Oasis Audio presents Chasing Vines, Finding Your Way to an Immensely Fruitful Life by Beth Moore. Read for you by the author, and that's me, your friend Beth Moore. Introduction. Here's what I know after decades of life and ministry among myriads of people. We all want to matter. The yearning to matter is no respecter of persons. Man or woman, adult or child, religious or irreligious, rich or poor, black, brown, or white, such a longing is sewn in permanent thread within the fabric of every human soul. The great relief is finding out that the hope is not deferred. You do matter already, without making one single change. But everything changes when you let your Maker show you why you matter and how He can take all that concerns you and sooner or later, here or there, subtly or astonishingly, make it matter. We were created to contribute, fashioned to bring who we are and what we have to the human mix, to add some measure of benefit. This was true even in Eden's unmarred paradise. God said to Adam and Eve, in so many words, "Add to it, work the ground, and the two of you be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth." Jesus elevated the concept to another stratosphere by taking individuals He'd given abundant life to, and by the power of His own Spirit, making their contributions matter not just temporally, as He did with Adam and Eve, but eternally. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide." John 15:8-16. This idea that our lives matter has been tailing me for as long as I can remember, but now, as I get closer and closer to the finish line, the concept practically haunts me. When I get to the end of my life, I want to know that it meant something. I want to know that my life and all its fits and starts mattered. If you feel the same, it's not just us. God wants our lives to matter too. He means for us to be profoundly effective. That longing in us to contribute, to do something worthwhile, isn't just a self-consumed dream. If we follow Jesus, that's what we can hope to expect from life. And being fruitful isn't some stale and banal duty. It directly affects how happy we are, because engaging in what God is doing is the only thing that gives us true satisfaction and peace. God is invading the globe with the gospel of Christ, pursuing people from every tongue, tribe, and nation, offering them life, faith, love, hope, deliverance, joy, and a forever future where He reigns as King. Nothing happening on earth is more meaningful or exhilarating. And as we bear much fruit, we get to be part of it. I know what it's like to fear not being seen. I know what it's like to worry that I'm not of use. I know how easy it is to feel giftless in a gift-driven society. If you're anything like me, you long to contribute. You long to matter. And you know what? You do. You don't have to settle for just making it. In Christ, you can make it matter. I've been enamored with Christ's teaching on the vine and the branches since I cut my teeth on Bible study, and I've taught about His call to fruitfulness as an essential part of life satisfaction for at least 20 years. The spectacular thing about Scripture, however, is that like no other book held in human hands, its ink may be dry, but it is the furthest thing from dead. The words are alive and active, and the Holy Spirit who inspired them can animate the most familiar passage and spring it to fresh life in your soul. It happened to me in Tuscany a year ago, on a dream trip I took with my daughters, Amanda and Melissa. Beyond the self-centered joy of being with the two of them, my hope for this trip that we'd been planning for ages was to reward them. They didn't ask for the mother they got. By the time my daughters were 4 and 1, I was away virtually every other Friday night, usually just for one night, and their daddy took charge. A few nights a month may not sound like a lot at first blush, but no little girl wants her mommy to leave. 40 years of ministry exacts a toll on a family. Yet my three main people, Keith, Amanda, and Melissa, have somehow managed to resist.